Most orthodontists who identify a posterior crossbite in the early or late mixed dentition usually try to correct the crossbite by expanding the maxillary arch. The Haas expander, the Hyrax expander, and the Quad Helix appliance are three appliances that are commonly used to do this. With each of these appliances, expansion can be done either rapidly or slowly. Rapid maxillary expansion is usually defined as 2 turns or 0.5 millimeter per day, whereas slow maxillary expansion is usually defined as 1 turn or 0.25 millimeter of expansion every second day when using either the Haas or Hyrax appliances or 1 molar width activation for the Quad Helix appliance. A study titled Treatment Response and Stability of Slow Maxillary Expansion by Using Haas, Hyrax, and Quad Helix Appliances, a retrospective study by Thulin Hyun et al., which appeared in the September 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, looked at the relative long-term stability of expansion using each of these appliances for slow maxillary expansion. The authors first identified 312 consecutive expansion patients from whom they selected 160 subjects that satisfied their inclusion criteria. To evaluate long-term expansion stability, they took records at the start of treatment, after expansion with no posterior crossbite present, and a minimum of 2 years later in the permanent dentition. When they compared the long-term expansion stability for each of these appliances, what do you think they found? The bottom line is that slow maxillary expansion had a stability rate of 84% long-term, and there was no difference between the three appliances, and no sex differences were observed. The average ages prior to treatment at the end of expansion and at least 2 years post-treatment were 8, 9, and 13 years, respectively. Although there were no differences in long-term stability based on the type of appliance used, patients who started expansion earlier and patients who wore a removable retainer post-expansion tended to have slightly greater long-term stability. Although this study did not contain a rapid maxillary expansion group, when compared with previous studies of rapid maxillary expansion stability, the slow maxillary expansion stability appears to be significantly better. I was not surprised that there was no difference between the Haas and Hyrax appliances, but I was surprised to see that there was no difference when the Quad Helix appliance was used. Based on the results of this study, it appears that the use of slow maxillary expansion in the early mixed dentition with a removable retainer placed after active expansion results in good long-term stability. You can find this study in the September 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.